what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Good evening. Good evening. We're on. Thank you for joining us. Spread the word. We're here every weeknight from 9 to 11 Central Time, and I am the Radio Avenger. Well, tonight we are going to welcome back for each month we have with him his monthly excursion to the program, Bob Chapman, the InternationalForecaster.com. Good evening, Bob.
Well, good evening. It's nice to be back.
Nice to hear your voice so crisp and clear tonight. Thank you. And where do we begin? Even without getting into your specific comments in your newsletter, the Iraq situation worsening. Of course, George Bush's administration now saying this is the work of Al-Qaeda. 250 more people killed today, and Al-Qaeda now, of course, is going to be tied into everything from Pakistan to Iran. And my goodness, things are getting worse. More American boys and girls are being killed. And George Bush sits back and says, I made a mistake. Then we've got the stock market up and down, back and forth. I don't know where to begin, Bob. Where do I begin? Tell me.
I think we could begin with what the top illuminists are saying, and that is that, and this has been going on for the last 15 months, that they really want out of Iraq, and they don't know how to get out. And they certainly don't want to go into Iran. And I know that George and his merry men want to continue this conflict and any other they can start in order to save the presidency, so to speak. And I think that's been quite well dashed with the leaving of Mr. Roe from the seat.
Yes. And your take on the Roe situation?
I think he wants to avoid being questioned because he was behind that whole episode of firing the attorneys. That was that is his stamp all over it. And I think Gonzalez is more or less covering for him. And I think the situation got intractable, and, you know, there's only a little over a year left to go in the administration. So, you know, he said, I want out of here. And, you know, he knows that the administration has been a disaster. And, you know, he's hoping that maybe a year and a half or two from now, no one will really remember who he was.
So you think that basically that's the key. That's the number one reason right now. It's not deeper than that. Huh?
I think that's one of them.
Okay.
And there's probably others. You know, he leads a dual life, one with his family and one with his partying friends.
And of course, George Bush has canceled his trips overseas. And Mr. Cheney has done the same, at least that we know of anyway. And, you know, the fact that Congress is on recess now and a lot of saber rattling is still going on. One has to wonder what he may have up his sleeve. But as you do note, pretty difficult for him to just go off now and start another war without reaping a huge whirlwind around him. All right, we'll be back. Bob Chapman is our guest, the InternationalForecaster.com. Jump aboard if you got a question or a comment, 800-313-9443. It's Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus,
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
All right, we're back now. Bob Chapman. Bob, yeah, you know, the... In addition to the international situation looking bleaker and bleaker all the time, we have the, well, this up and down yo-yo on the stock market. And exactly, I was listening to commentators, you know, the brilliant gurus of economics and so forth, who give us their explanations about how the market is being corrected now and all of this good stuff. And let's get a little bit concerned, but let's not get overly concerned about it. It's all a correction in the market taking place. And of course, you don't agree with that. And I think you might want to give us your perspective on exactly what is happening.
Well, I think all you have to do is look at... what the managing director of the Bank for International Settlements said just recently. He referred to the problems which had taken place not only in the American economy but throughout Europe. And his name is Malcolm Knight. And he said that globalization is full of shocks and shockwaves. And whether it can endure, we'll have to see. But the collapse of home prices in the United States could destroy the economy of every nation, including China and those in the Euro bloc.
Mm-hmm.
If America's economy collapses, there will be no market for Chinese exports. And that brings us to another phase of what we started to talk to at the beginning of the program as a background, and that is free trade and globalization was an idea that started to evolve after the war. And as we get into the 1960s, it picked up speed, and of course it became WTO eventually in 1986, and then flowed in to our economy and that of Europe as well as Canada. And the idea was to enrich the international conglomerates because they were making their earnings offshore, and then when they get the earnings piled up, the U.S. government said that it would be a good idea not to tax them at 35% if they brought the money home to make jobs. And they charged them 5.25% for about $350 billion they repatriated, and no jobs were created. Mm-hmm. And so they've made their money. They've done their thing. But the real intent of the whole thing was to destroy the three economies so that people would have to accept world government. And so what the head of the BIS, Malcolm Grant, is saying is that we went and did this, and now it's turned into a monster. Mm-hmm. And we went and did what we did in the Middle East, and it's turned into a monster. And we went and did what we did with .com, and that was a monster. And then we couldn't get out of the collapse of the American economy, so we created another bubble in real estate. And in the packaging of loans called collateralized debt obligations, and that became a monster. And so we got monsters everywhere, and the monsters are all getting loose at the same time, and now they can't control them, and they know that they can't turn back. They have to have their depression, whether they like it or not, and that opens up the window. And people are going to be able to see that window of opportunity to discover what they've done in detail. And they're very much afraid of that, because if they get discovered, their whole game is over. And so the people who have been running things for 1,000 years are in deep trouble. Mm-hmm. And they know it. And they're panicsville. You know, you hear Wall Street. And all Wall Street's talking about is, let's make it go away so we can make some more money and become richer and richer. And they don't get it. The ones who are involved in the Illuminati and the Council on Foreign Relations and all of that, they understand, but everybody else doesn't. Mm-hmm. And they, those who understand, they understand how dangerous this whole thing is. The United States and the world is sitting on a precipice, which if you fall off, there's no way you can get back up again. And it'll lead to world financial, economic, social, and political chaos. And that is exactly where we're headed.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the old world order's got to be destroyed, you know. We've got to create
Well, they may destroy themselves.
Well, they will, ironically, in the end, you know. You look at it from a biblical point of view. They're reaping their own results of their own machinations. And the system they created, the banking system, everything based on lies and deception and corruption and theft, now, of course, robs them as well. And I think that this China card, what is happening now, is most interesting with these corporations like Mattel and some of these big toy manufacturers and other companies and food importers and so forth now are beginning to see a tremendous amount of negativity and cost for them in the recall of these products, from food products to cosmetics to, of course, the toys for children. What is your take on what's happening now with this red Chinese situation and the result of all of this most favored nation status?
Well, I think it finally gives American politicians who are not in on the free trade and globalization deal, which is mostly Democrats, an opportunity to say, hey, you know, they're sending all this garbage over here, and we don't want it anymore. And so this gives us another reason to have tariff legislation against China, mm-hmm. which is really totally justified because
yeah.
it's a link in resuscitating and reviving the American economy. You've got to remember that since the beginning of our democracy, when we formed a republic, we always had tariffs. We had the same problem with China and other nations with their slave labor mm-hmm. in 1792 as we do today.
Mm-hmm.
And we put tariffs up. Not only did we have a fair and level playing field for goods and services coming into our country, but we also collected an awful lot of money for these taxes or venues or imposts or duties, mm-hmm. whichever you'd like to call them. And that allowed the United States not to have to introduce taxation until the Civil War.
That's right.
And that was only by the North.
That's absolutely
and
right.
So what's happened here mm-hmm. is that the impetus of the whole thing that they're doing is just going to fall apart.
Yes, I agree. I think you're absolutely correct. And I also would say that it really is going to happen by design. It's not even a mistake or an accident or just part of the natural order, which it is all of those. It's more by design than anything else because the system cannot sustain itself. And the whole socialist concept is a self-fulfilling prophecy of doom and destruction. You know, I remember the bumper sticker I used to have on my car. Socialism doesn't work because it defies human nature. And really, today what we have is communism disguised as freedom and free markets being peddled across the world as the neocons seek to give us more free trade agreements when we know that free trade really is pure globalism and pure Marxism. And that is what Karl Marx advocated. Well, that's what Bush has been doing for us and giving to us all of these years, and Bill Clinton and all of the rest of them, haven't they? Hmm. Fascinating.
Well, they all belong to the same crew.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like to think of the embarrassing situation that they're in. When I think of Shakespeare hoisted on their own petard.
Yes.
And this is what's going to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try to bring this out in my articles because it gives hope to the people who understand what's going on. It's just that they have to be patient. And in that process of patience,
mm-hmm.
in all of the things that are involved, you have to understand that it's going to be very, very difficult. And the things that you believe in are going to be questioned over and over again.
Yep.
And you
yes.
have to stand up for your ideas because mm-hmm. if you don't, they'll just fall asunder and the evil ones will triumph again. And, you know, if you go back in history and you see the actions of these people,
mm-hmm.
you know that there's only one way to stop them. Time after time in history, they've been allowed to get off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't allow that this time. And we will see this over the next 5 or 10 years. And we will see a lot of other things we're not going to like, which is the collapse of the world economy and societal and political woes that you could never imagine.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world is going to change, and it's not going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
What will come out the other side, I nor no one else knows.
Well, we're going to take a break. I know that. And when we come back, I will take some calls. Some are already on the line. And those of you who right now would like to join us and have a question for Bob Chapman, our guest, by all means, don't hold back. Don't wait. Jump aboard right now. The number is 800-313-9443 right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. And we will be back just 3 minutes from now.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back with Bob Chapman, and we're going to go right to the telephone, 800-313-9443, theinternationalforecaster.com. Hello, Henry, Connecticut. Hello, you're on the program.
Yeah, hi. A couple of questions for Mr. Chapman. Okay. What he said just before the break, he said that there'll be some things that won't be nice. Now, do you mean what kind of insight do you have? In other words, do you mean just economically and you're saying around the world? So let me get this straight. Even though the euro may exceed the dollar because of the European Union, too, because people don't like the going on with the European Union, including myself, you know, with the immigration and everything else, the European Union and the euro dollar is going to fall apart also, correct? It may take a little while after the dollar or after the U.S. dollar, but it will fall apart.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I think that's borne out.
What's his name, that guy, from Chancellor from Germany, what's his name now? He stepped down. Not Schroeder, the other guy. I didn't like him. Helmut Kohl, he said that guest worker program and that integration of all those different cultures, and not all of, but the ones they tried to, is a failure. There was something that he said that on the web somewhere.
Well,
all right, so your
what
question.
Kohl,
first
what Kohl is intonating is that Europe is tribal, and that's hard for people to understand, but if you stop and think about it, Europe is made up of different groups of people, and they were tribes before. They just happen to be countries now. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's referring to. And the admixture just is not working. Also,
it's
in
crap,
regard to the,
really. It's crap.
Also, in regard to the euro, Germany's earnings, Germany's gross domestic product faltered in the second half, not nearly as good as it should have been. And the European Central Bank has been increasing money and credit by about 11%, and that's very, very high. Although the U.S. Federal Reserve is 13.3 and England is 13.8 and so on. But Germany, which is the best economy on the continent, didn't do all that well, even with all that money and credit available.
Right.
And so what's going to happen when things go adverse? It's not going to be very good.
Okay.
It's not just economics you're talking about. That was Henry's question.
Yeah, right. That's right. I have another one. Right. That was just a comment because
it's
a total
social upheaval, is what he's saying in a worldwide sense. And,
all right. Well, that's what I want to know. Beside the economic stuff, what else are you saying would happen? I mean, beside the economic, and of course that could be good and bad, possibly. But beside that, and I mean, you're talking about in Europe as well as here, correct?
It'll be worldwide.
Okay. Well, beside economic, what else? Because I know a lot of people my age and even younger, they're really fed up with the people that are running and ruling things, period, both in this country as well as in Europe. They're based more on this destiny with all this world order stuff as far as, you know, as opposed to just what's more practical and common sense and brains, you know. And more for idealistic reasons, whether to bring mankind together with the world order or what, as opposed to just what's more practical. And that's one thing I did like about some of the people on the bottom in Europe. Okay, and I know about the rulers of Europe, but the ones on the bottom, they do seem to be less religious and more practical and more, and I'm not talking necessarily socialist either. I'm talking just the people now, not the government.
Okay, Henry, what was
right.
the
well,
question?
One thing, what else would we look for? What other things? That's what I want to find out. What else other than economic are you saying would be really bad going on?
Well, economics is always the driving force.
That's true.
Because people got to eat. And,
right.
And religion does enter into it. And it's been the case of Europe and England, for that matter, since the Second World War.
Okay.
Only about 10 or 12% of the people belong to established churches. And I think a lot of that came from the upheaval and the disappointment of what's happened to Europe again and again and again. And so people have become very irreligious.
Well, they're also sexually more mature with sexuality than we are, too, I mean, regardless of the government. But what I mean is, what else do we look for bad other than economic? That you, because you sound like you were talking a whole lot of things there, but like you didn't quite elaborate on, other than just the money part. Like, should we look at what, overthrow of governments, you know, I'm thinking, what else other than, you know, it sounds
like
you... Well,
I think that's a natural evolutionary process.
Okay.
As the economy breaks down, you have people who are unemployed, crime increases, government has a less firm hand on the populace.
Well, France was burned down 2 years ago because of that so-called diversity that they try to force down their throat there. Although I know Chirac deliberately didn't do anything about it, I believe, because he could have gave order to shoot to kill. He deliberately sort of let it go on. But they did burn down half of France, I mean, literally.
Well, they caused a lot of damage. And when you have a group within your society that refuses to amalgamate, this in this case, based on religion more than anything,
Race.
It's like having a fifth column in your country.
Yeah, or race, either way.
You can't function when you have a large group of people like that. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's got to be 12 to 15%, which is the sizable amount of people.
Well, there you go. It's
Adam, you can, Ricky, you can go.
It's all about uncontrolled immigration, and that's the bottom line, which we're going through right now. Okay, we'll be back with Ernest in Virginia. Coming up next, and you, 800-313-9443. We shall be back with Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
All right, we're back with Bob Chapman. And, Bob, the points you make in your newsletter just come down today, emailed, are very interesting about the psychopaths, Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and all of them that run this administration, Gates included, and what you say about the fact that they are destroying our own army, our own defense establishment, and what is happening is absolutely unraveling before our very eyes. And you ask the question, who would want to join an army that does such things and that is being destroyed? And you raise a very good question, a rhetorical question, that I think needs to be answered. People, young people today are being deceived and are being led to believe that, hey, we need you and you're going to go over there at some point. If you don't join, we're going to have to go there and continue to go abroad in search of new enemies to destroy, unless you get with it and you join the service and impress your girlfriends and the rest of them, showing them what you can do. Meanwhile, they're destroying the family. They're destroying the basis of the family. And these wars always do that. You know, World War I and World War II helped to create a new drive for the dumbing down
of the family, and the morals of our nation suffered greatly as a result of those wars, as you know. And that's what war does to a country. But it also destroys the military, the defense of the nation. And George Bush has been doing yeoman work in that regard. I think you will admit, Bob, as you show in your newsletter here.
Well, I think, too, that the extension of that is the mercenary concept, which is a volunteer military.
Mm-hmm.
It allows them to do things that they couldn't normally do in commanding and controlling troops to do battle, whether the war or the occupation is justified. But more important, what they're trying to do here is continue to take these, quote, warriors and mercenaryize them and continue to keep them busy in work, pay them extremely good, and have a mercenary army that's more powerful than what the normal army would be for the nation. And because the paychecks come from the likes of George Bush or someone like him, then their allegiance is not to the United States of America. The allegiance would then be to whomever cut their check, just like the Roman legions.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, as Rome evolved into the year 300 and 400, the majority of people who were in the military were mercenaries from other countries. And so that's a concept there. And I think that's what they're working toward. Now, if they have a draft, then they would use cannon fodder. And the only reason that they would have a draft is that they finally run out of people who will be willing to join. And as you know, what they're doing now is they're taking in people who aren't quite that quick, a lot of people who haven't finished high school, people who have been convicted of felonies,
mm-hmm.
People who are gang members, and so they have another coterie of about 10% of these people who are in the military that they would like to have as mercenaries. This is where this is all evolving to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they really wanted to get better qualified people into the military, all they would have to do is add in a real program, and I wrote about this in this issue, a real program for people who had done their work in the military and got an honorable discharge that they would get their college paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very good idea, and I'll tell you why. Because after the Second World War, the creation of the GI Bill allowed an American middle class to burgeon, and it also made us enormously competitive with the remainder of the world. And it was a great boon to America. And I think that same thing could apply, because what I think would happen would be that they would start drawing some very good people who were interested in doing their 5 or 6 years or whatever it is, and getting that college education at a state university paid for.
Yeah, I understand that, but the question would remain then, to what avail? You have the Pax Americana mentality, and you have young people who are, you know, better qualified to serve in the military, and they're out there fighting these endless wars. To what would that avail them, except to further the demise, if you will, of their own lives, their own families, and our own nation, for that matter? That would be a little bit late in the game now. I mean, after World War II wasn't as bad, but now it's to the point where we're reaching the end of the road with this empire, you know?
Well, you're right, and to that extent, and if you think back, you know, every 7 or 8 or 10 years, we have another war.
And that isn't by coincidence,
no,
or by accident.
Every decade there has been a war. Yes, absolutely.
And it's part of the system. It culls the extra people in the world. That's why they don't care how many people get killed. And it also gives them great opportunities for profit.
Absolutely. That's what the whole banking system is about. Let's take another call from Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hi, Bob, and hi, Rick.
Hello.
Enjoy your newsletter. I've been a subscriber a little over a year, and what you and Rick both talked about at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Bob is correct. All these monsters getting loose at the same time, all the dot-com bubble, the real estate bubble. And what Bob does so well in his writings is bring out all the details and the facts from the derivative market, the hedge funds, the CDOs, the state of the banking system, state of the real estate industry. Also, he has discussion on the country being overextended with 766 bases in 39 countries. And as Rick said in the beginning, this is all by design. This mm-hmm. is step by step. And in my view, and to also answer Henry's question, I believe what this is all about, when you tie it all together, and Bob, you've done quite a yeoman's job in your analysis and your details. I believe they're going towards not only a one-world government, but they want to get rid of private property rights, get rid of our God-given inherent civil liberties, freedom of speech. This is about absolute control. This is about reducing the population of people who are individualistic and have their own mindsets. They don't want people who like freedom, who like support liberty. In my view, this is all about one big world government, absolute control, one religion, no toleration for different religions, no toleration for different viewpoints. We are all to be used as cannon fodder. Now, how do they get to that end? They've made a terrible mistake with fiat money because with all this paper in circulation, Bob, and you've written about how they put in all this money to save the stock market last Friday, maybe to the tune of $500 billion when you look at the central banks in Europe and then the U.S. And then you use a factor maybe up to eight times, big, possibly $4 trillion in increased liquidity to mm-hmm. save the system. But it's going to fall, and you know it's going to fall. Okay, I guess what my point is, they've overplayed their hand, but they have a backup plan. And, Bob, my question to you is, have you heard of President Bush's land acquisition in Paraguay? Is that a contingency step for his family to move out of the country should the collapse come and should the American people finally figure out what this man is up to?
Well, I reported on that just after the Argentine newspapers did, because that's where I got the information.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was probably, if not the first, one of the first North American writers to write about the mm-hmm. acquisition. And it could be a getaway spot for them. I think it's an investment spot, too, because they're sitting on an aquifer. And I'm sure that has a lot to do with their choice. But I know they know what they think is coming, and it is coming. Going off to Paraguay is not going to save them.
No, it isn't. But if they attack Iran, all hell is going to break loose, and it could lead to a nuclear holocaust. And how do they keep that from happening?
Well, the people in the top don't want that to happen. They're not ready for it. And maybe they'll never be ready for it. And I don't think they think that's necessary. This is a George Bush neocon idea, along with Dick Cheney, and I think that the Illuminati has had a very, very hard time handling that, mm-hmm. and they still have a hard time, and they mm-hmm. don't want to liquidate them if they don't have to. But I think that probably George Bush will not institute a war against Iran. And even though he is now called the Republican Guards terrorists.
Yes.
Nobody believes them.
Well,
whether the Iranian guards are supplying training and weapons to these insurgents or not doesn't make any difference.
Well, you know, if he's admitting that, then he has to admit that Red China is indeed supplying Iran, and Israel is right at the top of all of this, making the money, rolling in the dough with the United States investors and all these huge mega companies. You see, you have to go to the head, not the tail. I mean, and then George Bush knows that, but he figures the American public is too naive and dumb, in his view, to understand the complexities of this situation, you know? I mean, they have created a chessboard in the world today of you know, checkmate and of total economic grid, to the point where they know how to advance one nation against another, who's with us, who's against us. Now, who cashes in on all of this, really? Who wins? We don't win. The Iranians don't win. The people of Israel can't win, but the government wins. The neocons win. They don't care who loses, how much blood is spilled, you see. But no one will credit George Bush with being that intelligent or that wise an individual as to be able to get away with it. Because, as you pointed out, Bob, Ernie, that what we are having before our very eyes today is a real quagmire that was created for this administration and by this administration. So, having seen all of this, what is to prevent Georgie Porgy, this is for both of you, what is to prevent George Bush from just going off the handle and saying, to hell with you, my Illuminist masters, I'm going to do it anyway. How are they going to stop him? What do you think, Bob?
Well, I think it would be very difficult because it can happen in a split second.
Yeah, so that's my
question.
But
I think they've told him via Henry Kissinger, who has been their consultant for the last 2.5 years, in secret, mind
right.
you, that, look, this is the way it's going to be, and if you step off and try to do your own thing, it won't take them maybe a day or two, and you won't be around.
Mm-hmm.
And I think George Bush has that in his mind all the time. And I really don't think he's going to go for it. And I haven't felt that way for 15 months. When
yes,
I heard Brzezinski
you've been
speak,
consistent.
I knew that they weren't going in there.
Well, you've been right, because people were predicting this the end of last year, Christmas time. They're predicting it in January. They predicted it in June, as you remember, April, May, and it hadn't happened yet. Now, that's not to say that something can't happen, but we've been hearing these reports for a long time, and that indicates the struggle that's been going on by the power elite behind the scenes. They can't right now. They cannot do it. They cannot get away with it. Nor do they wish to at this point. Their losses in Iraq are just enormous, you know, oil.
But Rick, may I interject?
Of course you may.
Okay. Well, what is troubling to me, and I somewhat agree with Bob, but on the other side of the coin,
uh-huh.
given the terrible track record by the Democrats and Ms. Pelosi and others, impeachment's off the table. They continually give President Bush everything he wants,
mm-hmm.
the FISA Act, continued funds for the war. They don't seem to know how to deal with him. And when I see the major media today reporting more and more on these weapons from Iran and mm-hmm. our soldiers getting blown up by this mm-hmm. increased weapons coming from Iran, it's almost like the major media is in step with the neocons. And when we saw Putin meet with Kissinger and Sam Nunn and Schultz and others 3 or 4 weeks ago in Moscow in that visit, and that was highly unusual. So it suggested to me maybe they don't have control of these two, and they are mavericks. And I'm not certain here. I can't say you're totally wrong, and I can't say you're totally right, but my gut feeling tells me they're going to still try to do it. And I think Israel is posed because of Omar's trouble, and he's a member of the CFR, and somehow the CFR and the trilateralists, they're somewhat divided here too. And the Democrats don't want to be accused of being soft, so we're either going to get a false flag event or we're going to have an attack on Iran so that they can stay in power. Bush needs more war and conflict in order to stay in power, given his low poll numbers and given the country's
but
economic...
But the question is, will it work for Bush if he did pull something?
Well, it won't work if he does a false flag event in the country, given 9/11 and what has transpired with open borders, illegal immigration.
In other words, will it buy him more or buy him less? And
I think
down,
it will, I think it will buy him more time.
You think
so,
huh?
I think Bob was right about one thing. And another thing here, Bob, when you said one of your newsletters about the possibility of not seeing another presidential election in 2008 and the need to support Ron Paul, maybe it was last week's midweek issue in your discussion, but that's a possibility. I think Bush wants to keep power because if he loses power, he could be indicted for war crimes. So how does he stay in power? He has to. I think he stays in power by attacking Iran and convincing the American people Iran is using these weapons.
So what is he waiting for then? That's the question. Why all this time?
Well, he had to. Karl Rove is now out of town, so.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ernie. Very good questions and give and take. Appreciate it. We got to make room for other calls, and
sure.
We'll be right back with more of Bob Chapman. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
All righty, we're back once again. Bob Chapman, our guest, and we have, Doug in Texas next. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, Bob
And Rick, I was listening, and I'm getting very poor reception in my truck. I'm getting Julio Iglesias interrupts you on a regular basis, and this and that and other. And I was going to ask Bob about the possible effects of turd blossoms. Tearful resignation the other day. I saw that, and I was so touched by that, where he was hugging Bush, and and he's heading on down the road. And if you find that offensive to, you know, that Bush's nickname for him was Turd Blossom, but if that's a little offensive, we can call him what the gay bikers clubs in Washington, call him Miss Piggy. Whichever one you think is more appropriate for the guy, do you think that will affect our economy greatly or adversely? Or
his
departure? You mean leaving of Kyle Rove?
Yeah.
Well, I think he was he was more a political strategist than anything else, and so. I think that he's going to continue to be available to the president to advise him from behind the scenes. You're not going to get much change. You're going to get more of the same.
Well, okay, a little more immediately, will he be coming back to Austin, Texas, to entertain our gay crowd here? Will he be referred to as Miss Piggy, or will they... Do they have a different name for him here in Austin? An insider.
I don't know about all that, but he'll be around for a while, and he'll jump up like a bad penny whenever you don't want him to jump up. And he ain't going away.
I didn't figure that.
Okay, Doug. Thank you very much for
all
the question.
Right.
What about the big scandal that is, of course, not making the news? It's making independent news and various internet news reportage about the fact that all of these people in the Republican primary seem to, not all of them, but many of them, like Mitt Romney and Giuliani and others, seem to be getting some help with the polling. And it has to do with these companies like ESNS and Diebold and so forth. And is this not really a scandal, what is happening? The reports that these vote tabulations are being questioned, the software has been manipulated, the whole voting process has been skewered. How do you feel about that, Bob?
Well, I think it's terrible, and... I have mentioned it, and I didn't give it too much shift. I just said that Iowa is rigged, and fortunately, it's not an important state, and they spent a lot of time and effort doing something that they shouldn't have done in a place where they shouldn't have done it. And it was stupid, especially Romney spending an enormous amount of money to show well in a place that really doesn't mean a lot, politically speaking.
Right.
And, you know, that stuff is all over the net.
It's more of a psychological
thing.
Sure, sure. Can you stay with us a little bit longer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of more calls we've got to get to, and we invite more in just a few minutes. But we have a one-minute break, top of the hour. Hour number two coming right up. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, will tell you how to get it, how to get on the mailing list. When we return, stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.